Reverend Ito was with us at that time, and we subsequently talked about his interest in coming to Sacramento, which is still kind of a dicey proposition since our Dharma Center is closed. But I invited him to speak with us tonight via Zoom, and I'm so happy to welcome him and learn more about the activities of Soto Zen International, this international bridge that has been created between the Soto Zen Shu, a Soto Shu as it's called, or Soto School, the two big training monasteries in Japan, Sojiji and Eheji, and they have established this outreach to North America and this dialogue between North American Zen and Japanese Zen. And so we're very happy to welcome you, Reverend Ito.
You may need to unmute yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, So-on-san. Thank you for introducing me. Good evening, everyone. So, as So-on-san told, that I'm in Japan now, and in Japan is 12:43 in the lunchtime. On the February 23rd. And supposed to be I go back to Bay Area last Saturday, but my trip has extended, so I'm still in Japan. But maybe some of you I saw we met through the Zoom last May. Last is May, so nice meeting you. And briefly, my introduction about I'm working in the Soto Zen Buddhism International Center, which is as So-on-san told that we are mainly doing the dissemination work in North America, South America, Hawaii, and Europe. And what we're doing is visiting the Zen centers or temples all over the world and sit together and talk together and learning and study together. That is our activities. But since this pandemic actually completely all the work, the change to the Zoom. So, it's okay with the Zoom. You know, it's so easy and we can go everywhere, anytime. But basically, I really hope to visit your center and meet you directly, near future. So anyway, and also I'm moving to North America 5 years ago, and I'm sorry about my lack of English skill or lack of language skill. So if you can't hear my words, just raise your hand and ask me. So, today I'm talking about the simple Zazen. And let's start my talk with the word from Keizan Zenji, who is the founder of Sojiji, one of the main monasteries in Japan for the Soto Zen. And this word from his book called Zazen Yojinki. The words is like this. Pause everything. Put down whatever you were carrying. Don't move at all. Don't distract yourself. just facing now. And that is my favorite word for Zazen. Apart from one word, don't move at all. That is so difficult. But in Zazen Yojinki, book called Zazen Yojinki, when you sit Zazen, when you feel sleep, please sit, please stand up and walk around or go into the bathroom to wash your face. And also, if you don't feel comfortable as the sit, just to make, to find, to try to find your comfortable place. So, if you have a chance to read the Zazen Yojinki anywhere, please read that. I love that book. So, in the Buddhism, there's three main things. One is teaching, one is Zazen, and one is wisdom. And we call that the three main thing in Zazen. And these three things, teaching, Zazen, and wisdom, is circulating. When you study, and when you keep sitting, sometimes the wisdom is coming up or coming down from above, or it's coming to your mind. And sometimes people call that the wisdom is the enlightenment. But this enlightenment is so tricky, because that in enlightenment is easy to change, depends on your situation or depends on your condition. So, when you get wisdom, but this wisdom is not stable, so go back to sitting and studying. And again, sometimes the wisdom is coming up, but it's going to change. So sitting, studying. So these three things is always circulate. So that's why we keep sitting forever. This is why we keep sitting. And that is from point of view, the three main thing of Zen as a Zazen. But there's the other side of Zazen. When the Shakyamuni Buddha had enlightenment under the Bodhi tree, he said, "I together with the great earth and sentient beings simultaneously attained the way." So it should be. Can I share the screen?
Yes.
Just give me. You're gonna do it, Dorley?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Did that work? Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah, this works. This is a word from Shakyamuni Buddha when he got enlightenment. Yep. And simply this means is you or I am not alive by myself, by yourself. We are connected to various lives around us, and we live through our relationship and support. And there is one word from Dogen Zenji the book called Shinjin Gakudo. True human body covers the entire world in 10 directions. Can I? Yep. And for this word, this is my point of view for the Zazen. So the body is the one part of universe. Mind is only in your head. Because body never stops like nature, you know, keep walking. Even when you sleep, and that is like nature, earth, everything around you. Even air is moving, never stop. And your body is also never stop. So I think that is that way of idea, your body is one of the universe. So when you sit Zazen, it's always said, making empty, concentrate on now. And also that means, I think, you, when you sit Zazen, return your body to universe. And we can feel your body as a universe. So this is recently, when I do the sitting, I'm so enjoyed. You know, before that, like I'm thinking like to escape my idea or to make an emptiness. If you think something, just throw it. Keep breathing. Yeah, that is Zazen also. That is so important things for the Zazen. But if you feel, I mean, in a Zazen, if you keep concentrate only for breathing, and when you return your body to the universe, the Zazen going to be so joy. When we do the Zazen, we are so concentrate, but more natural, and you feel the body. And sometimes the masters, ancestors, Zen masters said, when you sit Zazen, you sit with the cushion, you sit with a wall, you sit with a ceiling, you sit with the house, place, everything, because everything is keep moving and your body is keep moving. That is feels universe. So please after you sit Zazen, but just 2 minutes now. Please sit with me. I mean, let's get your body back to the universe. Go. Thank you very much. Now we spent the two minutes. So, this is my feeling about the Zazen. When I feel the universe, like the, when we go back my body to the universe, and during Zazen, the something is flourishing from my, in my body, like something like this. And that is comfortable, and that is a joy. It's so joyful. Then, after Zazen, again, go back to study, Zazen, study, Zazen, study, and sometimes that tricky wisdom is coming up, and okay, that is good, but it's going to be changed so easy. So keep sitting, keep studying, keep sitting, keep studying. And this is my end of the talk. The last word is the word from Keizan Zenji. And I translate so easy. That word is like that. Your life is not good as you hope, but not bad as you think. So keep sitting, keep studying. Thank you very much. Oops. So this is the end of my talk. Sorry.
Well, we usually have time now for people to ask you questions or to just respond from their own thoughts and experience. I guess it'd be best if people could just raise their hand. Larry, are you raising your hand?
I wasn't, but I always can think of some question. I do have a question. Thank you. That's a funny way for me to get called on. Thank you very much, Reverend Ito, for your talk. I enjoyed listening to you. It was almost like you were right here, but you were probably, you're what, 5,000 miles away? Who knows?
I don't know, middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. In the middle of the universe.
Yeah.
So this is my question for you. When you say, let your body be part of the universe, I'm trying to understand, and it seems to me, I think of, let go of the mind, let go, and be one with everything. Could you talk a little more about what you be with you?
Yes, that is a let go, and please feel your body is moving. I mean, walking. You know, your heart is keep beating, and sometimes your legs is so hot. And, you know, sometimes some part of you, the face or somewhere is itchy, everything is move. So please feel them without any thinking. Just you do is breathing and straight posture. That's it. And feel your body is moving And also, you can hear the sound. You know, if there is no sound, still you can hear the sound, like kind of. And, you know, sometimes wind, you can hear the wind. You can hear the some sound.
Yeah.
And also when you sit zazen, we are not closing the eye. So maybe you could see the some nature thing like flower or, you know, just put in front of you. So please feel about your body is keep walking like nature. And that means your body is part of the universe.
Yeah. Walking, WALKING?
No, WOR.
Okay, working.
Walking.
Oh, I was thinking of Mountain and Water Sutra. The mountains are walking. Okay, thank you.
Walking. Not yes. Walking. Walking.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I think Jim Hare had his hand raised. I don't see him on my screen, but.
Yes, thank you. I did have it raised. I'll take it down now, and I'm going to say something. I was intrigued by your, expression about, the circulation of wisdom, zazen practice and teaching. And, you know, you said that a problem or a problem is that that wisdom is not stable. So that's kind of intriguing to me. Is there anything that's stable?
I don't know, but I think there's a, you know, many ancestors, you know, we talking about the studying, teaching. That teaching is the one of the ancestors' wisdom. But, you know, that maybe also themselves, that wisdom is not stable. I think they feel like that. So, you know, that's why we keep studying and zazen and sometimes wisdom, these circulation. And only thing the stable is this three moving circulation. But you know, never stop. So we going to be try, keep practicing. And that is a stable.
Well, you could also say wisdom is elusive. Think we have it, and I mean this, I'm saying, I think you're saying the same thing. The minute we think we have it, it kind of changes, or we lose it, or it lets go of us, or we don't. I notice this, you know, pretty frequently. I have some insight in zazen, and just, you know, 5 minutes later, I can't find it anymore.
Yeah. So when we get wisdom or when we get enlightenment, that is we can't capture them. When we capture them, they are going through from your between fingers. and going to be nothing. That is, I think, that is enlightenment. And that is, I think that is wisdom. But yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was wondering about that similar comment too, about wisdom being unstable, and you know, wisdom emerges within the moment of a situation. So we don't want to hold on to it for the next situation.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, in many situations we have a problem. We have some, you know, the facing, when we facing the problem. And this is way of the thinking. That problem is not problem. Here is a problem. And so let's change the facing to way to the thinking. Sometimes it's help. So problem is not problem. Problem is me. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oma has her hand raised.
Oma, just unmute yourself.
Thank you, Pa. Mm-hmm. Yes, I also like to understand more about wisdom when you were speaking about that, the changing. Does that mean, are you saying that nothing is absolute in this universe, including wisdom?
Yeah, and we can see like studying, we can see many wisdom from ancestors, mm-hmm. and sometimes some of them is so fit with you, but maybe other situation is not working with you, mm-hmm. but so. Yeah, there's nothing stable forever. But
I have the
ancestors' wisdom is so helps you.
So does that mean that the universe is not also forever?
I think so. Because if we think, if we talk about the ever, that means future, right? But the one of them thinking, there's no past, there's no future, there's only now. The future is piling up of the now. And the past is already gone. So always, there's only now with us.
So can that now, can that now not be forever? So it's always forever now?
No, I mean, now is, I can say now, this moment is stable. Because this has happened now. So, yeah, let's freeze face with now. So when you sit zazen, you feel now. So please enjoy the now. So keep that moment, that now. And I think that is life. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I was raising my hand, but I don't think anybody can see.
Oh, I didn't see you, Raphael. Yeah, other people have their hands raised too, but please go on.
Well, no, if there is an order that the hands are raising, I would wait.
I think Raphael has his hand raised for a while.
Oh, okay. So go for it. I didn't see it. Please speak.
Thank you. To the Reverend, I want to say that this is as close as I'll ever get to Japan by being in your presence. I want to look at wisdom as it's one of the three that you just had to talk about. And I often think of wisdom as an experience and not always a joyful experience or not always a positive experience. But also think of wisdom as something having to do with words and maybe thoughts, my thinking. But I want to hope that thinking is also a feeling, and a feeling that is always present, especially when my thinking might take me down the wrong way and the feeling brings me back. But I would like to hear about wisdom as it is been transmitted through the tradition Soto Zen.
Yeah. Yeah, there's many way of thinking for the Zen, but the Soto Zen, definitely I can say our main thing is Soto Zen. For the main thing is just sitting. And sitting is the one of the good way to feel of now. And that's why we keep sitting and studying, as I told. And yeah, of course, as you said, the wisdom coming from experience, that is of course, yes. And so every experience and your ideas, when you're walking, you think many things, but when you sit zazen and facing now, and also that means also the sweeping your mind, sweeping your body, making it clear, then going to next stage or next, going forward. My answer is right or no? I don't know.
Well, you started by saying that Soto Zen, yeah. Soto Zen is found, it's realized just by sitting. And by sitting, I'm welcoming in the teaching and the wisdom. But it's just sitting. It's not complicated. It's mm-hmm. very simple. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy. And in as much as I'm able to stay with sitting, then all of these things, including the teaching and the wisdom, will be there.
Mm.
Not tomorrow, but now.
Just now. So when you sit zazen, that there's now in front of you. But not only sitting, every single situation, just now is just always in front of you. So please concentrate on now. And please keep concentrate on now. And try. Be now.
I think Del is next with a question.
Yes, thank you. Reverend Ito, I wanted to thank you very much for speaking, especially since you're in Japan. Thank you, Zoom land. But I also wanted to say that sometimes when I'm sitting zazen, you were talking about being aware of your body. And I was thinking that, you know, I listen to my breathing. I can hear my breathing. Sometimes I feel the pulse in my hands. I feel a pulse going back and forth in my hands. Or I can feel the pulse in my ears sometimes. Sometimes I can hear the body working in my ears. And it's when I can do that, it's usually very relaxing. It's
we
more
lost
relaxing.
Your sound, Del. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, I don't know.
You're back now.
I'm back. Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's more relaxing and feels closer to, I don't know what, maybe the universe, than when I'm thinking. So thank you for talking about that. I really appreciated it.
So please enjoy.
So Carolyn, is it Carolyn or Charles who wants to speak?
Hi. I am most grateful for your presentation today. And I happened before coming to hearing a story about an airplane that whose engine caught fire. And the television station interviewed the pilot, Sully, who landed the airplane in New York. And he talked about the pilots, and it so reminded me of what you were talking about, that he said the pilots knew what to do, that they were, as you were talking about, totally present. And I think he was describing his experience of knowing what to do with that plane at that moment. And it came from, what came to my mind from what you were saying, what came to my mind was the hours and hours and hours of study that they do, that Sully did, to know about dealing with emergencies and horrible things, and the hours of sitting in a plane, you know, hours and hours, so that all of that came together at this moment that ends up saving people's lives because they were present and were open to the knowledge that they needed. And I was thinking of what you were talking about hits us in so many different ways in our lives about how many times we need to just sit and be there and be open and learning from that experience while we continue to study, never knowing what knowledge and wisdom we are going to need in the moment of our life. And it was that was the lesson I took from you tonight. And I'm wondering if I'm on the right track and if what I'm saying makes sense. And if so, I am most grateful. And if I miss something here, please add on to what I've said. Yeah.
So sorry, I missed the question.
Is my thinking on the right track?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if there was something more you would add to this metaphor to expand my knowledge.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I never think about the.
Oh. Okay, so you don't think that direction? Yeah.
No. I'm more. So as I told the Soto Zen and our Soto Zen priest is just sitting. So every time sitting, every time before we're sitting, we.
Yes.
After, and also after the sitting. Think about the sitting, but sometimes it's so makes stressful. So to think about sitting, but when I meet that word. The Shakyamuni Buddha of the I together with the great earth and sentient beings. And the sitting, I mean, our body is part of the universe. That is, and since that, my sitting, my zazen is so enjoyable. And every time, so joy. Sorry for that. Maybe my answer is not asking you a question, but
all right.
Carolyn, did you want to respond to that, or you're muted?
No, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
All right. Oscar has his hand raised. I see you. Unmute yourself, Oscar.
Darn. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Ito. I very much enjoyed your teaching. I really appreciate this very simple teaching about Soto Zen involving teaching and study and wisdom and sitting, because it's so much my experience. Wisdom, the insight that might happen, as you say, slips through the fingers and it's unstable. But in my lifetime, I can sit and I can study. I have more control of that, even though nothing is stable. Everything is working. And tying that everything working to having my body be part of the universe, and your discussion about your joy and the flourishing in your body that you sense as part of that seems to me just very straightforward and simple and useful. And I'm very happy to receive this instruction and I will follow it. Mm. And I wanted to mention that, like Larry, I also misunderstood you a little bit and thought you were saying everything is walking.
Sorry.
But I'm so happy that that we straightened this out, because to me, both of those words work very well. And I like to play with both of them, because I think that walking is the working of the universe, and that working of the universe expresses itself in the way everything is walking all of the time. And I am so happy to be able to walk with you tonight in this way. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a very special evening that we're sharing together tonight with Reverend Ito. Just to check in again, if anyone else would like to express something.
Dorley, I'll have to be careful not to adjust my volume switch next time because I have to ask a question. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Well,
I'll ask, may I ask a question, Reverend Ito?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've read countless teachings that has been handed down through the centuries. But if you could pick one that has affected you, has touched you, moved you in a very special way, what would that saying be from the writings and the teachings?
You mean a sutra or books or what from the ancestors?
You mean? Yes.
Yeah. So my favorite word is from Keizan Zenji. Like, your life is not good as you hope, but not bad as you think. That is a kind of, you know, it's a middle way. And I really like the word.
And is that the actual title of the book?
It's Dharma Light Transmission from Keizan Zenji. We call it Denkoroku. And Denkoroku is for Keizan Zenji write about the 40 ancestors. And one of the story is Bashubanzu Zenji. I'm sorry, but I just know only for the Japanese. But that word is from the Denkoroku, the Dharma Light Transmission.
Show it, Kenny.
Okay, it looks like Kenny has it.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
The record of transmitting the light, we studied it not too long ago. Old edition I've got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the book, and I will try to find the word for English, Bashubanzu Zenji's story. And that story is talking about the next door's roof. You know, next door's roof is looking so great. But someone told that yours is also good. That's a simple story, but I really like it.
Oh, great. Well, Jim, shall we end with the after lecture chant as a way of honoring this evening?
I think Oscar had something he wanted to.
Did you want to speak again?
Thank you. I did have another question about Keizan, Reverend Ito. You quoted something from Keizan, and I didn't catch all of it, but it was something like hold everything, put down whatever you're carrying, don't move at all.
That is a pause. Everything. Put down whatever you are carrying.
Pause everything.
Pause.
Don't move at all. Don't distract yourself. Just facing now. That is a word from Zazen Yojinki.
Oscar, I have that sutra, and I can forward it to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you, Larry.